You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have had great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Cannon Hickman, wealth manager at Carytown Equity Concepts, based in Richmond, Virginia, to talk about how investors can understand their tolerance for risk and use that knowledge to reach their financial goals. Cannon, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So to kick things off, tell us, what is risk tolerance?
Well, risk is basically your ability to handle volatility in a portfolio, or really, maybe in better terms, how much you're willing to lose to have the opportunity to gain. I think it's pretty much as simple as that.
And why is it important to assess one's risk tolerance?
Well, you really want to think about risk tolerance in terms of a lot of different variables, because it's such a fundamental part of the investment management process. I think it's something that people really tend to overlook, and yet you really need to take a hard look at exactly what you're doing. Having an appropriate risk tolerance built into your portfolio helps investors really to defend against one of what I consider to be the most manageable risk, which is discipline risk. That's the idea that you're going to make impulsive and irresponsible decisions, when really you can help to manage that if you have a more appropriate risk tolerance along the way.
Cannon, what questions should an investor ask themselves, and what factors interact to form one's current level of risk tolerance?
Well, you know, I think that that's kind of an interesting question too, because, you know, the truth is that risk tolerance can change over time. So you really need to think about it, you know, every time you review your portfolio or you're talking to your investment advisor, you really need to just think about your current financial situation, your current life, and try and make responsible decisions from that perspective. What questions should you ask an investor? Well, the first thing is, I think the easiest thing really to do is to focus on trying to be numerical, not as subjective, is what most people might tend to do. So, like, if you go into a typical risk tolerance questionnaire, you might have terms like, you know, conservative or moderate or aggressive, terms like that being thrown at you. But that doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot. You know, if you ask five people what conservative means or what moderate means, my expectation is that you'll probably get five different answers. So when you think about risk tolerance, you really need to think about it in numerical perspective. So, you know, practically and numerically, ask yourself what you can afford to lose, not just if you're a conservative or if you're moderate. And put together answers using real numbers in real-life scenarios. So if you've got $1 million portfolio, you look and say, all right, well, if I lose 10%, that's not that big of a deal. But if you translate 10% on $1 million, that's $100,000. And a lot of people feel dramatically different about losing $100,000 than they do about losing 10%. And they don't necessarily make that connection automatically. So I think that just, if you're asking questions to an investor, really ask them not just subjective questions, ask them numerical questions. You also need to figure out, you know, just academically, what's your time frame? You know, the longer you have to achieve a goal, practically speaking, the more volatility you can withstand. So that's a very simple question that you can ask any investor. You need to be realistic about your emotional capabilities. You know, you may want higher returns, but in order to be able to do that, you really have to be able to withstand maybe greater volatility on an annual basis. You know, can you really do that? Or maybe you can't. You know, you just need to be sincere about your personal situation and who you really are. Academically, probably, you know, the other just things that you want to make sure that you check off, you know, what's your age, what's your experience, what's your circumstance, what do you, you know, what's your income, things like that are going to help to really refine what your risk tolerance is and what it should be for each account type. So if I had to kind of try and break it down from, you know, questions point by point, those would probably be the few things that I would really focus on.
And certainly helpful indeed. Today we are speaking with Cannon Hickman, wealth manager at Carytown Equity Concepts based in Richmond, Virginia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Cannon, are there any tools that can help assess risk tolerance?
Well, sure. I mean, this part of the industry is really evolving, and it's kind of curious to see how the concept of risk is changing over time. You know, like I said, it used to be you have a risk tolerance questionnaire and you choose whether you're conservative, moderate, or aggressive. And now we've got on the institutional side a lot of different calculators and metrics that we can use to really try and dial that in. The most important thing that you can do is just practical self-knowledge, who you are, you know, what you feel like your risk tolerance is, and trying to really be sincere about that. But as technology advances and as, you know, things change, different programs are coming out to help you, you know, walk along that line step by step. So, you know, we use a program that helps us to talk with clients about, you know, what their risk tolerance is and dialing in from a numerical perspective. And it's not just, you know, portfolio volatility. You know, there's a lot of different things that you need to consider. You know, concentration risk. You need to consider, you know, different institutional risks. You need to consider, you know, a lot of different factors that isn't just the standard deviation in, you know, the annual movement of a portfolio if you're going to be doing this sort of thing.
After identifying risk tolerance, what is the best way to proceed towards successfully reaching one's financial goals?
You know, I think that understanding what your risk tolerance is a really important aspect to building your portfolio, because you really just want to use that as the guardrails, right? You want to understand, okay, what are the edges of my comfort zone, and so that I can make sure that I'm staying within that. But you use that as the guidelines so that you can build a portfolio that's optimized within those tolerance. You know, so instead of just trying to understand your risk tolerance as something that's going to hold you back, think of it as something that is going to help you to tailor a portfolio to maximize your financial situation, to maximize the portfolio that you're developing. The introduction in terms of alternatives to retail investors has really helped, you know, people to improve return while also, you know, lowering risk. So understanding how alternative investments can play a part in your portfolio development in within the scope of your risk tolerance, I think that that's probably something that, you know, steps that you can take that will help you to maximize that portfolio. And then I guess, you know, if your goals and needs outpace the projected return, so like if you have something that you are hoping for in retirement, you know, consider ways to improve the efficiencies or your savings within your plan before, you know, really trying to increase the risk in the portfolio, because that's not going to be sincere to who you really are. You know, it's interesting and I just had this conversation the other day. It's interesting in the financial management world, a lot of times, you know, we develop a plan and then we implement investment solutions, you know, that are kind of afterthoughts to the plan, assuming that we can't modify the plan and that we can modify the portfolio. But in a lot of ways, your risk tolerance is something that is just inherent to who you are as a person, not necessarily to your particular plan. So one thing that I would consider that may be counterintuitive is to think about your risk tolerance as something that is that's stationary, something that you may or may not be able to change as freely as you would think you can, and then try and modify the plan in order to achieve your goals instead.
Certainly helpful information in all regards up to this point. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
No, I mean, I think that, you know, risk tolerance is something that's so important, and yet it's so misunderstood. You know, being able to stick with your plan is a huge element to success. So if you're outside of those risk tolerances, then it's going to be more difficult for you to stick with the plan. So be sure to quantify your risk tolerance and tailor it to who you really are, not who you want to be, is what I would say.
Certainly very helpful in all regards. It has been great to have had you today with us, Cannon. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Carytown Equity Concepts and how they can be in touch.
You can find information on us at www.equity-concepts.com.
Easy enough. Well, Cannon, once again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to a future conversation.
Great. Thanks for your help. Have a good day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Cannon Hickman, Wealth Manager at Carytown Equity Concepts, based in Richmond, Virginia. And once again, for more information and for contact, simply visit equity-concepts.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.